Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is getting closer to Christmas. Only 6 days to Christmas Eve. And I'm sure all the kids are excited. And by the way, to those parents, as I said earlier on, who are thinking of buying their children, you know, an electric bike or an electric scooter, shame on you. When I talk about kids, you know, your 12 and 13 year olds, it's an irresponsible thing to do. They should be only available to people over the age of 18, as far as I'm concerned. More than 30 e-bikes and scooters have been seized by Gardaí after they carried out 24 raids. The raids were carried out as part of Operation McCann. The Garda spokesperson said that the aim of the operation is to tackle the use of electric bike and scooters, which are being used for criminal activities, including drug distribution, money laundering, transporting firearms and other serious offences. Because they're quick getaways, you know what I mean? Sky News also reported this week that crimes involving e-bikes and e-scooters are out of control. Crimes involving these have soared 730% in the UK. This is almost one robbery every single day. Sorry, that was just in England. One robbery every single day. The popularity of e-scooters and e-bikes can also be seen in the rise of road accidents involving them. Four users have sadly died this year compared to 2021, when there were no recorded fatalities due to them. So that's four people more than nothing died on the roads this year on scooters. Currently, the only law surrounding e-bikes and scooters in Ireland is that you must be aged over 16 years of age. It's kind of self-regulated, isn't it, to use one, and it must have a light and a bell. A light and a bell. You know what I mean? I don't even think by law you have to wear a helmet. That's how daft it is. E-bikes and scooters offer a quick getaway, of course, for crime, which is why they're on the rise. I saw three scrotes in Talbot Street there one day. I was driving around by Talbot Street, but just near the Customs House Quay. As you go on to Gardiner Street. Was it Gardiner Street? Is that the one? Yeah, you know, as you turn. And three scrotes, all three of them on the one scooter, booting along. I don't know, they must have either done something to the scooter, because it certainly was doing some speed, probably about 25 kilometres per hour. Three of them on the one scooter. And they look like complete gougers. Anyway, so I'm asking you, is it time we start taking a proactive approach to these scooters and e-bikes? Now, I know the users of them won't be too pleased with me, but I would demand, and if I was Minister for Transport tomorrow, I would demand that you need a licence and insurance and tax, just like a motor car, to use them on public roads. You can use them out your back garden all you want. It's your private property. Do what you want. But if you're in a public road, in a public place, I would demand, just like a moped, because mopeds, some of these e-scooters and e-bikes are faster than mopeds, you need a licence, insurance and tax. So why not for an e-scooter? You must be responsible. To get a licence, you should have to do a test. Personally speaking, I think they're dangerous. Look, motorbikes are dangerous. I get that too. But there are responsible motorbike drivers in the country. No matter how responsible you are on an e-scooter, it's got what? A 6-inch wheel? A low centre of gravity? They are a disaster. And it's travelling at 25, 30 kilometres an hour. Some of them have been hacked to do even more than that. I saw one the other day, an e-bike. And I genuinely thought it was a motorbike. It looked like a dirt bike. Went over to have a look at it, because I love motorbikes. I went over to have a look at it, and then I realised it was kind of had a battery on it. But it had, like, the, you know, the knobbly wheels. It looked like a motorbike. It looked like it had a tank on it, which was actually the battery. It just looked like a motorbike. And the guy came out then, and in fairness, he had gear on him and he had a helmet. But I said to him, is that a motorbike? And he says, no, it's an e-bike. I said, you pay tax, insurance and licence that? He says, no. He said, it's not covered under it. He says, I can drive this around with no tax, no license, no insurance. And I said, what speed does it do? He said, about 40 kilometres an hour. It's grand. He said, get me in there to work. And I said, that's crazy. It's a way around having a license and insurance and tax. They're getting better at making them. It's ridiculous. But yet we have allowed them onto the road to pacify the Green Party again. Sorry, we have to bring up the Green Party again. To pacify the Green Party again. They're not allowed, by the way. Dublin Bus will not allow e-scooters on the bus. And the reason, by the way, is quite simple. It's not that they don't like you. It's because they're dangerous. Because the batteries have been known to explode. And you can't have a fire hazard on a bus. Anyway, the question I want to ask you quite simply is it time we start taking it seriously? With the amount of people that have been involved in accidents with these bikes and scooters, is it time we start taking it seriously? and demand that they have a license, insurance and tax. Now you're going to say, now, well, how do you police that? Very easily. Same as you do with cars. You cannot sell one unless you provide it with tax, insurance and a license. A car cannot leave a garage or dealer in this country without being taxed. That the dealer also has to see your insurance before he'll let you drive away in the car. That's the way it has to be. And it must be registered. You could easily put a small plate on them with a registration number of some description. Wouldn't be difficult. Is it time we did it and enforced the law? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I know there'll be naysayers. Mike, hi, how are you?
No, you know, things.
Good. Mike, am I going too far here? There'll be the naysayers saying I'm some sort of fun.
I'd have to put you back in a box there no minute, Niall. You call them gougers. You can't call them that, Niall. It's only the country boy that can call them gougers. I'm only joking.
Did I use the word? No, I didn't use the word gouge. What word did I use? It was better than scroats. I think I said scroats.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Getting is bad by now.
It's just as bad. But they were three scrouts. Go on, anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, Niall, there has to be something done. Like, should even, do you see what farmers have to go through there now, even with the quad bikes? Like, they have to, and it's past, it would affect your grants if you don't get, if you don't do the course and with the quad bike, the safety course. Like, so, it should be the same thing with them. It should be the same thing with them, the me scooters, like, and clamp down it, Niall, because as you see, the antisocial behaviour, the delivering of the fucking, the delivering of the drugs and the pieces and the guns and all that crack, like, and they're in and out, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I'm looking here in England, 730% increase in crime involving scooters and bikes.
I thought, Niall, there was more than four people killed in Ireland of scooters, bikes.
That was just in 1 year, that was just this year.
I thought it was more than four. Maybe I'm wrong now, but I thought it was.
There was probably more accidents than that, but just fatalities. I think there was a four.
Yeah.
It's four too many. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's 400% right. Like, but what is the answer? Like, but as I said to you there last night, there about the cars, like, number one, anyway, they should be limited to 15 kilometres an hour.
They've tried that. There is limiters on them. All of these e-bikes and e-scooters have electronic digital limiters on them. But if you go onto YouTube, they tell you how to hack them to take the limiter off.
Wow, didn't know that, though.
Yeah, so now it depends on the motor that they use. There's different wattage of motors, and I was kind of looking at it one day. But all over YouTube, there was one guy, and he bought one, and I think the max speed on it was like 17 or 20 kilometres an hour, and he showed you this little hack you do. You plug something into it and plug a computer into it and laptop into it, and you do something and download his program, and then within minutes, he had the thing doing twice that speed.
Right, but why isn't the people checking the internet there? Why aren't they blocking that? Like, why?
It's free speech, isn't it? You can't block that kind of stuff. If people want to do it, people want to do it. The same way as if you want to, you know, soup up your car, you can go onto YouTube and you can see how to soup up your BMW.
Yeah,
that's up to the guards there to sort that one out. And it's up to the insurance companies if you've modified the vehicle to sort that out if you ever get into an accident. But here's the thing, leaving aside that, you know, I had a little moped years ago. I used it for going in and out to work because the traffic was so bad and everything else. And I had a little moped. And it did about 30 kilometres an hour. It was grand for going in and out to work, right? Some of these scooters and bikes will do more than 30 kilometres an hour. I had to have tax and insurance.
I'm here now in the country, Niall, and when I'm passed out the road there, it was definitely doing over 30 kilometres an hour in black clothes and no light, front light or back light on it. Just fighting the way it passed, the way it was going as fast. It was going as fast. It was definitely doing 30 kilometres an hour. And it's out in the country, in the country town now in Southern Ireland.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's lethal. Like, There has to be something done. There's going to be a lot more fatalities and a lot more bad accidents, and they're getting cheekier and all that in on them as well. Like, and they're as if they're on the road, and, you know, in traffic, and they look at you as if you're the person that.
They don't abide by the rules of the road. They don't stop at traffic lights. They drive on the footpaths when the lights are red. They go up onto the footpath. They don't abide. Most of them don't abide by the rules of the road. You know what I mean? It's just like a free for all.
It is.
And we, by the way, that's our fault. That's the Minister for Transport. You know, that's his fault. So him and Shane Ross before that as well, Eamon Ryan and Shane Ross before that. You know, Shane Ross was the one who wanted to change the legislation around these, because at one stage they were technically illegal, or certainly there was a grey area and the guards didn't know what to do with them. But Shane Ross made it abundantly clear that they weren't to be arrested and they weren't to be put in jail. So, you know, to me, they are a vehicle. They're a motorised vehicle. They may not be a combustion engine, but they're a motorised vehicle.
Without a shadow of a doubt, like, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And I had did a daughter of mine there, and I said, and she had one of the mopeds, and she got knocked off and broke her legs. Now, I said, oh, we put down a couple of hard days. We couldn't contact nobody, but and when we got on the phone till then, I gave her sit to telling off. It was horrible 2 days. Like, we couldn't speak to nobody. We knew nothing, but,
yeah,
you know.
Like, I have a text here from somebody who says, Niall, you're sounding like the fun police. I'm not. There's no fun. I don't believe they're fun. There's nothing fun about them.
I'll tell you, Niall, when the other day I was knocked off the moped in Australia, they were much funner for 2 days for me. I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't say so. No, yeah, I wouldn't say so. You know, you can be killed at 20 miles an hour nowadays. You know what I mean?
Without a shadow of a doubt, like, yeah.
And these scooters, because of the low centre of gravity, are so dangerous. You hit a small pothole or a shore, you're gone. You're off it.
And you see, that's another thing. Then, like, you know, if people knew how to fall like this, you can know how to fall.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I did it on my motorbike for many years. I raced motorbikes for many years, so I had to learn how to fall off a bike. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm on about now, don't you?
Yeah,
you
know, I do. I know exactly what you're on about. So stay there. Let me go to Billy as well. I want to go to Darianne too. Billy, hi. How are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good, Billy. You know, I'm not shocked, by the way, to hear they're being used in armed robberies and moving drugs.
No, not at all, Niall.
Yeah.
Not at all. No surprises there. Niall, as you know, I did my little stint in Europe, my sabbatical over the year, and in France and Germany and in the Netherlands, every rental e-scooter has a registration plate on it, and I believe every personal e-scooter has to be registered and has to have a license plate on it as well. So they're all trackable.
Mm-hmm. Now, so being trackable, I mean, responsible are two different things. And I get the trackable bit, I'm all for that.
But you see, if you personally own one, Niall, and the registration is caught doing something, at least you can go back to someone and find out who was on it. If it's a rental one, the rental company has to give the details because you're a registered user with the rental company. So that's one step. On hacking the things, you're going to be able to hack anything these days, as you're well aware. So I don't think there's going to be any way that you can control that.
No, you can't control that, no.
But it's a case that, you know, something definitely does need to be done. They're lethal. I remember last year out walking the dog onto a busy main road where I live, and two young lads, I recognised the school uniform, primary school age, on an e-scooter in the middle of a road on a carriageway, where the speed limit is 100 kilometres an hour, and there was cars behind them, and they were smack in the middle of it, Niall.
Wow.
And they didn't give a damn.
Wow.
No dams given. People, a queue of traffic behind them, but they were in the middle of the road. And I was like, I could ring the school and say something, but it's summer and they're going to tell me they don't know who they are. So it doesn't matter.
Well, they can't really be responsible for them outside of the school hours,
No, they can't be, but at least, like, you know, at least they might have been able to talk to the parents or something. I don't know, but I didn't do anything about it, Niall, because I took the not-my-circus, not-my-monkeys approach to it. But it is a case, Niall, that they're legal, they're dangerous. You know, you don't have to wear any protective gear when you're on them. And as you said, you can get up to 30 kilometres an hour. Now, I have less of an issue with e-bikes because the wheels are normal-sized wheels. They're not bloody 4-inch wheels or 6-inch wheels. If they go over a pothole, you're not going to get knocked off the thing. And again, for the rental ones, you have to have a user profile, your setup, and they're tracked by GPS. So I think they're a slightly better situation with them. But e-scooters, they're lethal.
What about these? The other day there, I was going up the Keys, and these, you know, lads that are wheeling people, are bringing people from A to B, the tuk-tuks, or whatever you call the bloody things.
Oh, the tuk-tuks. No, I thought they were illegal. I thought they were meant to be illegal. Oh,
well, they were at one stage, but they're clearly not, because they're everywhere. And now they're all electric as well, right? So they have electric motors on them too. They're booting along.
They're extremely dangerous, because you're talking, if there's an electric motor, and last time that AC/DC, and I did see them going around the place there. Mm. But they're lethal. If you've got three people in the back, one of those that goes over a pothole,
yeah,
three people locked out, and I guess.
And no insurance.
No, he's insurance.
So, but am I going too far, Billy, by suggesting that they should have to have license, insurance, and tax?
I think you know, tuk-tuks. Yeah, they should be licensed. They should be. You know,
I'm not talking about tuk-tuks. I'm talking about John or driving one in the middle of town. You know, or Mary or whatever.
I think any bike is going to be very. A bicycle is going to be very difficult to license. We've never been able to do that, and we never.
But the only difference with a bicycle and a motorbike is an engine. And these things have, well, technically have engines. They're motors, electric motors.
I know,
as I said, I saw one the other day. It looked like a motorbike.
Oh, hold on now. Let's take a step back here and think and use our logical brain, right? If you start expecting a license, are you going to get every four-year-old to get a bicycle for Christmas to get a license?
No, not a bicycle. No, I'm not saying a bicycle. I'm not saying, I'm talking about any motorized vehicle. When a guard sees a bike, he knows whether it's electric or not. You know by looking at it.
Yeah, but e-bikes, I think, you know, the ones, the personal purchase, yeah, and you probably should have a minimum age of 16 to be able to use them, which I think is what the legislation states now. I think there should be a registration plate on every one of them. I think whatever way we do that, it should be a registration plate.
But they do like 30 kilometres an hour. I mean, the same speed as a moped. What's the difference?
There's an e-bike station close to where I live, and I can get on one of those and do 25 kilometres an hour cycling on cycle path. And yeah. I don't see the issue with that. Like, you use the cycle path, you go down. You know, but again, I have a license. I know the rules of the road, but I do think that maybe, you know, people should have to do a theory test. Maybe not get a full license.
Well, if you have a car license, that should satisfy you. If you've already got a car and you're using this to go in and out of work, that's fine. But you should have separate insurance for it. I believe you should have a separate insurance, and then maybe they should be, you know, road tax. I mean, it shouldn't be going down that road, encouraging the government to get more money. But certainly, for safety reasons, license and insurance. Billy, stay there for a second. I want to go to Derianne after the break, who says it's the bane of her existence. So she's really angry. Sorry, Derianne, for keeping you waiting, but I will come to you straight after the break. Billy believes absolutely they should have some form of licensing or registration, because after all, they are a vehicle. They can be responsible for accidents. You need to go to somebody, and somebody has to be responsible. But somebody texts in and says, Niall, you clearly don't own one. I go to work regularly on a scooter, and to suggest that I should have a license insurance is lunacy. I already have a car, pay a license and insurance on that, so why should I have to have it for my scooter? Because it's a separate vehicle. Because when you crash into somebody, you're not covered by your car insurance, are you? Separate vehicle. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Niall.
I'm looking at the line under your name here. It says, e-scooters are the bane of my existence.
Yeah, they are. No, I'm telling you, Niall, people do bucket lists and they want to go to, you know, all these mad places. On my top of my bucket list for 2025 is I want to get this sorted, because I am sick of being, I was nearly knocked down twice on a footpath by e-scooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was going into a shop and this young lad came and he parked his bike and he didn't see me standing there. And he literally whacked me with the bike as he was parking it. So I waited till he came out and I said, excuse me. I said, what age are you? 14. And I said, why are you riding that? And I said, now you get home and you think twice about coming out again. But no, seriously. One other thing, I was driving a couple of months ago and I was coming out of a junction and an e-bike came out of absolute nowhere and I nearly knocked him down. Now, I'm a driver paying my tax, insurance, license, everything. I will not take responsibility for somebody who's on the road who is not paying a license, and they should pay tax too. And insurance and heavy insurance. They are up, but it's not even that now. Like recently, I happened to be doing something in the evening, so I'm driving back these really horrible country roads. You have the halogen lights, is that what you call them?
Halogen, yeah.
With the cars, they're blinding me. And then you're trying to look out because there's going to be a scooter on the left-hand side, all in black.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that all about? Why do they all go around dressed in black? I don't understand. Yeah. With balaclavas on them or scarves around their faces.
Scarves around their mouths. That's fine for the pollution and that, but that's not... No, it's not good enough. And I'm shocked that the RSA, and for the record, when I was 19, I drove a Honda 50, white and red Honda 50.
A Honda 50. I remember the Honda 50s well. Yeah. They used to call it a Nifty 50.
The Nifty 50, yeah.
Hey, and, Billy, I bet you Billy drove a Honda 50 too at some point. Billy, did you ever drive a Honda 50?
No, never drove a Honda 50. Drove a KTM 50, which is a little scrambler bike, but never drove a Honda 50.
Yeah, Honda 50s were famous in the, I suppose, area now, maybe we're a bit older than Billy, the end of the 70s.
I'm well aware of Honda 50s. I've got a relative who has a restored collector's edition Honda 50.
Wow.
So well aware now.
Oh, wonderful. There was one lad, sorry for going off the topic, there was one lad in our school, his name was Mick, and he was the only fella in school that had a motorbike, because in those days kids didn't have motorbikes or cars. He had a motorbike. And I remember he had a Honda 50. We used to slag him over it all the time. And I remember one day he pulled in, he says, I was walking down the Woodbine Road towards LaSalle College, and he pulled in, he says, do you want a lift or back or Noel to work or to school? I says, no, you're grand, I'm in a hurry, I'll walk. it's very funny.
There's still a few of them around, and they hold kind of rallies and things.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. But the other thing is, it's neither here nor there, but you do know I have a nephew, a 42, who was killed off his motorbike. He was a very safe driver. Wasn't his fault. It all came out in the end, the truth. But when you lose somebody very close to you, he would have been my second oldest sister's first child.
Okay.
And
that's sad.
And he had two sons, and they've finished school now and all the rest. He was going up to the school to check on them, but anyway, let's not go there. But the four extended families have been affected, and the government are going fingers up, the Department of Transport.
And you know, people think four is not a lot in a year, right? So when we take into consideration, and I want to say this to both you and Billy, so four people in 1 year have been killed on scooters, right? When you take into consideration the amount of people driving scooters compared to the amount of people that are driving cars, 2.2 million people drive cars in this country. I think that's many cars are on the road. I don't have a figure for the e-scooters, but I'm sure it's not anywhere close to that. So in retrospect, per head of population, you know, I would say there's probably been more fatalities in scooters than cars. Do you get what I mean, Billy?
You're using just statistics now. Yeah, I do get. If you take the trips taken per car and other motorized vehicles, your statistics are probably sound there. But it is a case now that policing the sale of these things is going to be exceedingly difficult, because I can't go onto Amazon now and order a car. You know, there'll be a process. I'd have to tax it. I have to bring it in. As you said, I'd have to insure it. I'd have to register it. But there's no legislation there to do that with these e-scooters. And I completely agree with you. These are bloody lethal. I've seen lads go from cycle lanes onto the roads, around roundabouts, back onto cycle lanes, back onto the roads, onto paths, without a care, without even glancing to the left or the right to see if there's anything behind them. They're accidents waiting to happen, and they put additional stress on drivers because you need to focus on the road and what's going on. And this isn't to say that every e-scooter user is irresponsible or anything like that, but it is to say that a lot of people who are using them are irresponsible. Not all of them are.
Okay, but stay there for a second. I want to go to Patrick as well. Patrick, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you, mate?
Good, Patrick. Patrick, these e-scooters, have you any experience with them? And do you think they should have to be licensed and insured?
No. I think they're grand the way they are.
They're grand the way they are. Okay.
Yeah. I think they're fabulous because I use one now for coming in and out to work.
Okay.
Instead of my car. And I mean,
there's no doubt it's quicker.
Work in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no...
I pay enough insurance as it is for my car. And every year my insurance seems to go up and I don't have any claims or any penalty points.
Yeah, but that's a separate issue, isn't it? I'm not going to disagree with that, but that's a separate issue. If you own a motorbike.
No, not really. It's not, we're being screwed. No matter what we do, we're
being screwed. That's fair enough. But if you owned a motorbike and owned a car, you'd have to pay separate insurance for the motorbike.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's just the way it is.
You have to pay, if you owned, say, a van, a camper, you'd have to pay separate insurance on that as well.
Yeah, but we don't have any insurance on scooters.
Patrick,
you see?
Yeah, well, hang on, Patrick.
We don't have to pay insurance on scooters or e-bikes. So what's the problem, like?
Patrick, hold on a second now. Here's the argument for you. If you were to go and buy a 100cc moped, which is probably going to be limited to 30 kilometres an hour, you would have to have a licence, insurance and tax on that. However,
I didn't buy that. I bought a scooter.
No, I understand. But I'm making a comparison here. If you were to buy one, you would need to tax.
But shut up, why would you go away and buy a fucking tank? I could fire shells. I'd have to get insurance for that, but I bought a scooter. What is the problem with all of you on the way there, like? Why should there be? Because if a car hits me tomorrow, I'm going to claim off the car. If I have an accident down the road tomorrow, I'm going to claim off the car. That's where your insurance is going to go. Every year. Hang on, Patrick, it's not quite as simple as that, okay?
You're right. If a car hits you, you can claim off their insurance. If you fall or go down a pothole, you can probably try and claim off the council. Okay, but hold on. What happens if you hit a car?
I don't give a fuck. I'll get up and walk away.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly why they need to be registered and exactly why you need to have extra insurance on them. Because
you're going to hit into a car and you're going to walk away. Because you're not using them and you're not taking the advantage of these things.
No, because you're going to hit into something and walk away. Everybody else should be paying insurance. I'm fucking paying insurance. You're fine. You don't get a flying. I have another question now,
if you don't mind me asking you, right? You said there a while ago that the buses have banned e-bikes and scooters from going on the bus.
No, I didn't say e-bikes, I said e-scooters.
E-scooters, why is that?
Because the batteries, because a lot of them are coming in from China and the batteries are not approved and unfortunately sometimes the batteries explode. They're a fire hazard.
You know, the bus is there for a couple of $100 million. They're electric buses.
Yeah, but the batteries and electric buses are approved.
It's a fire hazard.
Oh, because Jesus Christ.
What are you dealing with here? If you go in, you buy an electric vehicle. There's plenty of furry companies around Ireland and around the world won't let your electric vehicle on the
furry. There's a lot of insurance companies, house insurance companies won't insure if you keep an electric vehicle in your garage, by the way. I'm just saying that. But hold on for a second. The point I'm making is, with the e-scooters, people tend to want to bring them on the bus with them sometimes if they're getting a bus. The buses won't let them on because they're a fire hazard. Simple.
There's so many people down here in Cork using e-scooters and e-bikes by it because there is no such thing as a bus service. There is no such thing as a bus service in Ireland, Cork.
Well,
and if you want to walk around,
sorry, Derry-Ann wants to say something to you, Patrick. Derry-Ann, go ahead.
I want to ask Patrick, do you wear a helmet? Do you wear a visor?
No, I don't.
There you go. There you fucking go.
There you go, so
if I knocked you down, I'm not going to be responsible.
No, you won't.
Because
of course
I'm going to make
I you get won't, your insurance and I claim off you.
Maybe she'll do what you do and just walk away.
Exactly.
Well, she could walk away, but if I get the car right, like that'll do me. Oh, there's plenty of cameras around the place recording everything you do. So just get out to the girls and they'll probably be able to get the car right.
Maybe you should take a leaf out of that book, Patrick, and remember there's cameras everywhere.
I mean, I don't see what the problem is, like. I mean, you're on about...
Well, hang on, let Derry-Ann finish the point she wants to make to you, Patrick. Sorry, let her finish.
Like the Green Party, we're on about getting people over their cars. People walking or people on bikes or people on e-scooters and everything.
Yeah.
And people are now out of their cars and they're using e-bikes and e-scooters and everything.
Patrick,
let her finish the point she was... Now, Patrick, let her finish the point she was trying to make to you. Go on, Derry-Ann, make the point.
You don't wear a helmet, you wear a visor.
No,
you wear black. No, of course he doesn't. Now, I'll tell you something, Patrick. I swear to God, Niall, you're going to interview me this time next year. And they will be paying tax, insurance, and I have to have a license. I swear I will make it happen.
Mm. I think you're cutting yourself.
No, I'm not.
Patrick, you see, you give me the impression, Patrick, you're not even willing to debate this issue. That you feel that you're sort of you're above the law. When this comes in, as far as you're concerned, there's no tax, no insurance, no license, and that's the way it must remain.
Why shouldn't it remain like that?
Because there's a problem, isn't there? The problem is the problem is four people have died on them this year. The problem is they are hitting people.
You fucking die crossing the road to get a bus.
Oh, stop. The problem is that they're not applied. They don't. Do you stop at the traffic lights?
From suicide.
Do you stop?
How many people are dying every week from suicide in Ireland?
Yeah, how many chickens cross the road? You know what I mean? You're using statistics that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. And that's a very sad fact, by the way. Patrick, the question I'm going to ask here, okay? Do you when you are driving around on your scooter, do you stop at red lights?
No.
Why not? You're on a public road.
I just look up and down and just keep going.
But you're on a public road.
Big deal.
See, this is what you're
on. Me and another 10,000 people around the city are doing the same thing.
So because everybody else is doing it, monkey see, monkey do.
Hey, monkey see, monkey do, yeah. Why not?
So you're
monkey see, monkey do. Why not?
Billy, you're in a no-win situation here. You really are. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No. I mean, let's put it like this.
And that's the attitude of a lot of people.
I tell you what, Niall, you can't legislate for stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. But all you have to do is look in the mirror and you see fucking stupid.
Patrick. I'm talking to Patrick and, you know, I don't think it would matter what legislation would be put in. For the likes of you, there's no legislating. You'll do what you want. You don't give a flying F-U-C-K. You just don't care. Simple as. It's everyone else's responsibility. It's everyone else's responsibility to make sure that you're looked after. If you cause an accident, you claim off someone else's insurance because you simply don't care.
Exactly.
The rules, the rules don't apply to you.
Why shouldn't I claim to?
The rules don't apply to you, Patrick, which is fine. And
what,
you,
rules?
You,
what rules?
You are,
what rules?
You are... Any
what
rules?
Rules?
You just said you broke. You just said. You just said. You just said you broke red lights, Patrick. You just said you broke red lights, Patrick. Patrick, you just said on national radio that you broke red lights.
The rules of the road, Patrick.
I don't need insurance for an e-bike either.
Now, how the rules of the road still apply to you?
Right,
you can't legislate for stupid. You just can't.
I see plenty of people that
walk across
the street. Why don't everybody else follow the fucking rules? Why should it just be people on e-bikes?
Oh, okay. I seen a fella the other day in a car breaking a red light. Why doesn't everyone just break red lights? You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Ah, yeah. Billy, you're dead right. You can't legislate for stupid. Take us two planks.
You can't.
You know, let me go to Angela. Angela, hi, how are you?
Oh, Jesus Christ, my fucking brain.
Yeah. My brain. Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah, go on, Angela. So getting back to these scooters, should they be licensed insurance and have to have tax? Patrick thinks not, because he's quite happy whizzing around on his little one.
License, insurance, tax, helmet, theory test, the whole fucking lot. Who's my language now?
Theory test. What a fucking bunch of morons.
Is he on drugs or something, the way he's going on? Yeah, a theory test, so you know the rules of the road. You do know you're not meant to go through a red light.
You do know
that red means stop, orange is prepared to stop, green means go. Do you at least know that? Have you ever driven a car?
I drive a car all the time.
You break red lights when you drive a car?
No, he doesn't.
I drive a scooter to work. I drive my car over the weekend.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you stick to the rules of the road when you're in your car, do you?
No, what? Sure, he goes through red lights.
Do you break red lights when you're in your car?
I just stop at the red light like everyone else. Oh, when they stop.
Oh, you stop.
Well,
so
in... When
people
walk up at the red light,
I just walk
home
just like them.
Hold on a second now, right? You are telling me...
Shut up for 2 minutes. Maybe we don't need insurance for them. We can claim our people if they hit us in their
car. So you're telling me that if I am going through... Can you just stop? Are you telling me that if I'm driving through a green light and knock you down because you've broken a red light, it's my fault?
Yeah.
How's it my fault? Are you tick?
We'll see in the court of law.
Are you tick, boy? You're as tick as two blanks. How could that
we'll
be my fault?
We'll see in the court of law.
Pardon?
Yeah, he's quite happy. He's pissing you all off there now, by the way. He's quite happy with that. Yeah.
You know what? He's actually not pissing me off. I think he is just batshit crazy.
I think that's a fairly good analysis, all right, to be honest with you.
And you know what I'd say?
Based on
what
he said.
He doesn't even have an e-scooter.
I think he does have an e-scooter.
Anyway,
sounds like he does have an e-scooter, all right.
No, getting back to it, I do. I think you should have a license. You should have insurance. You should have tax. You have to wear a helmet. And you shouldn't be allowed to go on footpaths on an e-scooter. You have to be over 16. You have to do a theory test. Everything. Because it's gone crazy with them now. It's scary. And do you know what the worst thing about them is? Is when you are driving down a road at 10 o'clock at night and there's the young fella or the young person driving down on their e-scooter and they're wearing black hoodie, black pants, black sneakers, black socks, black everything, and you don't even know they're there.
And the name is Patrick.
And yeah. Their name is Patrick.
Edison.
Yeah.
You see the and problem with this, way?
Yes, go ahead, Patrick.
He's singing my own
song. No, hang on. Let's hear some words of wisdom from Patrick. Sorry, Patrick,
wait,
go ahead.
Wait, what words of wisdom don't I know, right? Is she ever
going to
shut up for 2 minutes?
Oh, of course. Kettle calling the pot black here, I tell you. Go, Patrick, go on. Go on, Patrick.
The reason there's so many younger people on scooters and on e-bikes, why is that? Because they can't afford insurance. Insurance is too expensive.
Yeah, but that's a ridiculous analogy, Patrick. People drive Ferraris. I don't drive one because I can't afford to drive one. That's a ridiculous analogy. Young people shouldn't be in cars because you have to be 16 or 17 to do your theory test, whatever it is, and 18 to drive a car. Are you tick?
18 to drive a car?
17 to drive a car.
17, yeah, sorry.
17.
I mean, to get your learner permit, yeah.
That's like your analogy. That's like your analogy, Niall, that you have to be 18 to have a drink. But yet you can join the army at 16 and go away and get a gun and fucking kill a load of people.
You can't join the army
at 16. Yes, you fucking can.
You can. Now, Patrick, I'd be careful who you argue with on this one. Right, you know what I mean?
Patrick, no. Yeah. No, sorry, love, now. Yeah.
You can join the army at 16, Patrick. You're going to go. This is not the 1950s.
You can't give a gun. Oh, my God. He's hilarious. Keep going there. Give us another analogy. Mm. I'm in great mood.
Yeah, sorry, Pat. Sorry, Billy. Go ahead.
I just sent a picture into you there on WhatsApp, Niall. It's a picture of an e-scooter in Germany with a registration plate on the back of it. It can be done. It should be done. It's very easy to do.
Absolutely. And
I see it. Yeah, it's just sticking up on the back bumper. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the guards find any e-scooter without a registration plate on, it should be confiscated and it should be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Simple as.
And let them pull, and come here. And I'm being serious about this. Let them pull it in and see if they've been drinking or on drugs while they're on it.
Well, it's a motorised vehicle.
Patrick doesn't think it's motorised. Patrick, is it a motorised vehicle? It is a motorised vehicle.
What? It's an electric motor. How is it not a motorised vehicle?
I think he grunted there. Sorry, Patrick. Is it a
keep doing.
Sorry?
What is it? You keep going in and out just...
No, it's not me. We're the radio station. You're obviously the one going in and out. So, is it a motorised vehicle, Patrick?
What?
Your e-scooter.
Oh, yeah, it's a motorised. It's electric.
Yep.
So it's electric.
Did anyone ever tell you not to be eating with food in your mouth, by the way? Just trying to tell you that. No one ever told you that when you were young. Don't eat with food in your mouth.
What?
Don't talk with food in your mouth.
Don't speak.
Yeah. Sorry. Did I say don't eat without food in your mouth? Don't speak without food in your mouth.
Patrick, should you be done for drink driving if you're on a scooter drunk or on drugs?
Well, I don't know. I haven't caught yet.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Oh, all right, some of the texts and WhatsApp coming in. Patrick is clearly delusional, Niall, or has something wrong with him. Yeah. Another one comes in and says, Niall, I don't agree with Patrick per se, but I don't also agree with you. I think it would be really unfair to make young people pay insurance on scooters. And after all, most people who drive scooters into work usually have a car or probably paying tax insurance and license on those as well. Angela, what about that people who use scooters to go to work or commute generally might have a car as well, so they're probably paying tax insurance on that?
Well, I think that if it's like that, then they should pay half of what anyone without a car would have to pay.
Mm.
Do you understand me? That there has to be something or that they're...
Well, I think if you have a license for a car, like Patrick obviously drives a car, yeah. So obviously, well, I hope he has a car license. Has a license to drive a car, right? So
I have a full license.
Great. And I'm
assuming I have it almost 40 years and I never had an accident or a tip or anything in my car.
Okay. Well, from that point of view, you shouldn't have to have a license for your scooter as well. And I would understand that. That's fair enough. You have a license. You should know the rules of the road, although you don't seem to be obeying them. But in relation to insurance, I do agree that he should have a separate insurance for the e-scooter.
No, I don't think so, no.
But Patrick, I'm not saying like 500 quid or anything, but 100 quid or something.
The easiest way to do this though, right? The easiest way to sort all this out. You're on about having insurance for an e-scooter.
Yeah.
If you have insurance for a car, the easiest way to sort all this out is that you should be able to put an e-scooter on your insurance free of charge.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Now, Patrick, you're actually being sensible for once in the phone call. Jesus Christ.
Well done, Patrick.
Yeah, well done.
I'm proud of you.
Well, are you the only one coming up with answers? The rest of you are only complaining.
No, you were the one who wanted to fly around on the thing uninsured and drive two red lights.
Well, I'm not going to pay insurance for it. I'm paying insurance every year for my car, I told you.
Yeah, but you just made a suggestion you don't mind paying a bit extra.
If I'm not using my car and I'm using my scooter, my insurance that covers my car should cover my scooter. Simple as that.
Yeah, but now hold on. From the insurance company's point of view, you've an extra bit of a risk there because you've two vehicles now on your insurance. Now, I know you can't drive both at the same time. I'm well aware of that. But you have two vehicles that you're using. So there would have to be some sort of, you know, extra few quid paid to the insurance company to cover
contribution.
Your e-scooter. Now, if you don't have car insurance, you should have to get insurance for an e-scooter.
Yes.
No, I don't think I agree with you because, I believe, there's so many people now using e-bikes and e-scooters, right? They have to take so many cars off the roads. The roads have to be some bit safer than them.
But they're not safer. They're actually more dangerous.
Well, now listen to this, right? I give you an example now how dangerous you think things are, right? In Cork, we have one-way streets, okay? One-way streets that you can drive down, which I do. I do drive down them sometimes. But the corporation went away and they put in these cycle lanes. And the cycle lanes allow the fucking bikes and scooters to come the opposite direction to the way you're travelling.
I know, I'm aware
that's
of that.
What sense does that make?
No, that's true. Another very sensible.
Jesus, Patrick. Did Patrick just eat something during the break that made him real sensible all of a sudden?
I think he did. You know? But Patrick, this is what we're saying, right? Is if you have your insurance and your tax and you have everything for your car, then maybe pay a bit more for your scooter, right? That's fine. But if you don't have that, and this is where you should go, hold on a second, now you're right. Why should you have to pay a bit more and somebody who doesn't have a car with insurance and tax pay nothing?
Listen, why don't the Motor Insurance of Ireland just cover all people on scooters and bikes?
What, the Bureau? You mean the Bureau for Uninsured Drivers?
When we're paying our road tax, which isn't going to the roads, by the way, because the fucking
we know
roads
that.
Are
I know, I know that, yeah. I know that.
I don't care for
Patrick's Albert. He's getting very intelligent out of him. Yeah, I know, I'm aware of that. Yeah. So what you want to do is have a central fund to cover all the e-bikes.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody has to pay for it.
So they have to pay into it.
Yeah, but who's going to pay into that fund?
Who's going to what?
So you want to have this pool of money, like the, what do you call it, what's the name of that, CIMI, is it? The Organisation and Federation of Uninsured Drivers, right? So, you know, if you crash into an uninsured driver, they pay out after a few years. So, there's a levy on all insurance policies of like 5% or whatever it is to cover that.
To cover that.
Yeah.
And what's the big deal?
Why would I pay an extra percentage to cover you flying around on your e-scooter?
They brought out the USC chairs there about 20 years ago. They said it's only going to last 6 months.
Forget about the USC. I'm asking, why should I, on my motor insurance, pay a levy so you could whiz around on your electric scooter?
I mean, what are we going to do next? Are we going to ensure kids playing football in the park? Just having a kick
about? Just stop out of that. Just take it.
Are you going to ensure kids in a...
Now you're stupid again.
And Martin is giving out about you, by the way, saying you're factually incorrect. It's not illegal for a person under the age... Well, Martin said it's not illegal for a person under 18 to drink. And he's right. It's not illegal for a person under the age of 18 to drink alcohol. It's illegal to purchase alcohol.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But, Patrick, you're going stupid now again. You're going in and out, like. You're like saucy bluebells there. You know, like...
He's like phasing in and out of intelligence, really,
and
isn't he?
Plus,
And actually, the other thing is, Patrick, if your young fella is out playing football with a club, he actually is insured.
That's right, yeah. They have an insurance, a liability insurance. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Maureen. How are you doing, Maureen?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing? You've been listening to Patrick waffling on there for the last 20 minutes.
I have.
Yeah. Do you agree with him, by the way?
No, I do not. Definitely not.
Yeah, okay.
Why should I? Why would I?
Have you ever...
Have I come up against one of these e-scooters?
Yeah.
I have. I've seen them myself here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, some of these lying around here, like they... It's carte blanche, right, to use the footpad and everything.
Oh, yeah, I know. They don't care.
And they don't care. One way or the other. And if there's an accident, somebody's seriously hurt, who's going to pay for it?
Well, Patrick wants some central fund to pay for it.
No, I'll tell you now. I cycle. I love to cycle, right? My bike. I tell you, when I'm on my bike, I have to adhere to the rules of the road, the same as a motorist, or the same as somebody who's using a motorbike, or one, you know. We all have to obey the same rule when we're on the road.
Now, Patrick.
Well, I'm listening to that, yeah.
Yeah.
I find it quite shocking, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit disturbing to consider somebody like him is whizzing around on an e-scooter in the middle of Cork somewhere.
But the like of Patrick is the problem.
Hmm.
I heard him saying earlier on tonight he went through red lights and everything.
To be fair, there's lots of Patricks around. He's not the only one.
Oh, I know. But the people that do that, if they are caught doing that, I they should be just told, all right, now, you don't ride that for a month or something, you know. Something has to happen to try and stop the mess on the road.
He thinks that's humorous.
I don't care whether it's humorous or not. We're listening to...
I won't be able to fucking drive it for a month.
We're listening to every day of the week.
Yeah.
There's nothing but car crashes. As a matter of fact, driving is under par. I've never seen too many bad drivers in all my life.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't disagree with you, but at least they have to have a license and insurance just in case they do have an accident.
I know, yeah. They do, but I'm just talking about the way people are driving.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a death trap, even in my town here, trying to cross anyone at a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, well hang on. None of them. Hang on.
To slow down.
Well, a lot of that has to do with the roads. There's a state of roads.
It doesn't matter about Patrick, the roads. There's nothing we can...
If I go out tomorrow and I get insurance for my scooter, is that going to stop me from having a crash? No, it's not.
You have been waffling all night. Just give it a break. Let me tell you something. If
waffling.
You want to go on the road, you grow up
waffling.
And you will act like a responsible adult.
Waffling.
And you obey the rules of the road like everybody else. And I'll tell you something, Patrick. The day will come, maybe, when you'll kill somebody. Will you come back and waffle then? Don't be so bloody stupid. Grow up because you're talking nonsense.
If you kill somebody, will you come back
and walk along? Well, it wasn't my fault. It was the state of the road. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's the excuse I'm going to use in court, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you would, yeah. You're all talking there, weren't you?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest. Just stay there for a second. I need to bring John in very quickly on this as well. John, hi, how are you? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, I've been a biker, motorbike, since 79 and whatever.
Yeah.
Start off with, just leave insurance and that, I understand all that. They should be insured.
Mm.
But PPE... The Road Safety Authority, there's no law. If I'm on a motorcycle, if I'm on a Kawasaki 1000 and I'm driving 20 miles an hour in Galway and I've no helmet on and the guards see me, they're going to tear me apart. They're going to pull me over. They're going to take my details.
Bit of a difference in a Kawasaki 1000 and a scooter, in fairness, to be fair. Now, no, don't get me wrong. I do believe there should be legislation to wear a scooter. Yeah,
it's still 20 miles an hour. It's still a motorised vehicle. If you're on a scooter, I saw a girl recently on a scooter and she was on a cycle lane and she came to a pedestrian crossing. She was standing on this scooter and she hit the brakes hard and she went out on her face and she had no helmet on or anything. She was really badly torn up.
Patrick, did you ever fall off your scooter?
What?
Have you ever?
No.
You must have fallen off it at least once.
No, I haven't, no. I fell off a motorbike, all right.
But you haven't fallen off your scooter yet. The low centre of gravity, hit a pothole, off you go.
Yeah, but so I mean, you can use that analogy with anything, right? I could be crossing the road, like, and look left, like, I get a smack off someone, like, that's driving on the right, like. Well, what's your point, like?
Do you wear a did you say you wore a helmet? No, you don't wear a helmet, do you?
I don't wear a helmet, no, I wear a hat.
A hat?
Yeah, a hat, yeah. Keep the rain off.
Well, you don't need to wear a hat, because there's nothing to protect.
Listen, I, did you ever think like that? When it's your time, it's your time.
Jeez.
Yeah,
see,
well, you don't have to hurry.
Tell you this much: you certainly won't live an hour fucking past your time of death. That's for sure.
Yeah, you can't see. You can't justify. You can't speak to, you know, and reason with somebody like Patrick. You just can't, John. Your point.
Well,
you're wasting time.
I don't. I understand, Patrick. I know.
You don't understand, Patrick. Nobody understands Patrick except Patrick.
Back to the thing. There should be at least whatever about insurance or tax. They should at least to start off with, the RSA should say, just wear a helmet and hide this. Don't be driving around like that.
I wouldn't say this much about it, right? I would say this. Maybe I'm not the best one to talk about scooters and e-bikes, but I would say this.
Probably not, no.
I would have thought there would have been a lot more people would have came on your show tonight in support of people using scooters and bikes.
No, there's actually nobody supporting you at
there's
all.
Am I the only one that thinks like that people should be able to ride bikes and scooters without insurance?
Yeah, you're the only one.
I'm the only one in Ireland.
Well, the only one listening tonight, yeah.
Well, I'll have to join the Green Party or something because...
Well, good luck with that one, because they're nearly gone. Listen, thanks, Patrick. You're gone now, too. John, Angela, Maureen, I appreciate it. Sorry, I run out of time there.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.